next case, please.
Next application is case number 11342, the application of Richard Doler. The site is located south of Route 54 Lighthouse Road. It's being east of Roosevelt Avenue, 1,378 feet south of Lincoln Drive, and being Lot 27, Block 7, in Cape Windsor subdivision, being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 533, map 20.18, parcel number 8, requesting a variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements. On this application, we received no mail in support of or in opposition, and no mail returns. More specifically, requesting a 5-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for the dwelling, requesting a 5-foot variance from the required 20-foot rear yard setback for the dwelling. And gentlemen, that's all I have. Those questions.
Thank you, Mr. Lynn. Okay.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Richard Doler, 38397 Maple Lane, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
Thank you.
Anna Doler.
Same address?
Yeah.
Same address.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
We do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. My wife and I purchased a lot in Cape Windsor in the latter part of 2013. And we're looking for a variance on a side lot of 5 feet and a variance of 5 feet on the rear 20-foot setback. Our intention is to remove the mobile home on the lot as well as the shed on the lot,
okay,
clear it so that we can construct a new home. The development, most properties in that development facing the property from the street have a 10-foot setback on one side and a 5-foot on the other side, which is typical to the development. So all the way down the entire Roosevelt Avenue, there's a 10-foot side and a 5-foot side on every property. So that variances have obviously been approved in that development in the past. The lots are very narrow, 50 by 100 basically, and really restriction in what you're building in that area. There really is going to be no impact to the development. It's actually going to probably improve that lot, and it will fit with the rest of the development. No hardships that we can see are going to be caused by the variance. And as a matter of fact, it will actually match the certain requirements have been set in place back in October of 1993, to where, because the most of the lots were had properties on, had buildings on them, the setbacks were changed from the original setbacks for Cape Windsor to include 5-foot front, 10-foot both side, and 20-foot rear. That was done October 6th of 1993, signed by Mr. Lank, the Director of Planning and Zoning. And this would confirm, you know, it would fit with what's already in the development, so that we're asking for a 5-foot setback on the left side and 5-foot in the rear setback of 20 feet, so.
Okay. see if there are any questions from members of the board. We'll start with you, Mr. Mills. No question?
No questions.
Mr. Rutz?
Just for the record, the existing dwelling, is it correct that the existing dwelling encroaches on the same side that you're asking for the variance?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Vickery?
You're going up with this structure also? Going up?
Yes.
Second floor?
Yes, sir.
On
the one side of there is a two-story now already. Lot we purchased was a mobile home with a little kind of addition on the back and a shed. Mm-hmm. And on the next to us on the other side is a three-story house.
So this represents just the footprint of going up?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I see your mechanicals are 36 inches, so that looks okay. So you're looking just for the two variances, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. No more questions.
Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Okay. And I have no.
Can I play phone?
Yes, sir.
They didn't mention my name. Yeah, Mr. Dollar's correct. He made a statement about 1993. Before 1993, Cape Windsor, and I'll throw in Swan Keys too because they were both impacted, were considered as trailer parks. Mobile home parks, manufactured home parks. The setbacks at that time were 5 foot from any property line, and he made reference to the 10-foot separation on the opposite side. That was because there was a 20-foot spacing requirement to the next improvements on the next lot, just like what you see typically in a park. Mm-hmm. We found that Cape Windsor and Swan Keys again, and actually Midway Park, that was the third one. I saw that because it was on the agenda, and I remember that one. Mm-hmm. They were the only three that were given that consideration as being a park, but they were actually subdivisions. So we had to look at rental park versus fee simple lots. So we had to declare that this was a subdivision, do away with the typical setbacks in a park. And because almost all the lots were improved, the average setbacks were established on the front through the whole subdivision. So these are all 5 foot. Cape Winter, they were all 10. Or, excuse me, Swan Keys were all 10. And the same thing happened in Midway Park. I forget the numbers there. I mean, he was correct to clarify the record on that issue. And you'll notice in the someone raised a question about the existing improvements. That would have affected that lot the same way. They actually would have met the setback requirements as it was a park. But since it was, and it was probably there prior to 93, I'm assuming, and therefore that would have fallen in the same status if they were to replace it. They would have had to go through the same thing to that.
And it was all before 93. Okay. Thank you for that, Mr. Lane.
Mr. Chairman, I've got a couple questions.
Okay, Mr. Chairman.
Looking at this survey, two things come to mind. Are you planning on accessing the house from underneath? I just don't see any access points for the house.
Yeah, well, there's a stairway that you can see on the, you know, okay. There's going to be a carport type, because the parking there is kind of rough. There's no place. So we're actually going to park under an overhang.
Okay.
And those steps are actually the entrance to the house.
Okay. That's what I was wondering is if you were up on, if it's up and kind of parking on underneath the house.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one, two. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11342. The applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance. The uniqueness in the property is 50 foot wide and I believe that at 96 feet plus or minus deep. And a variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Uniqueness, the hardship is hasn't, the practical difficulty is not being created by the applicant, and a variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, it's been stated, and the requested variance at a minimum that will afford relief. And the, as far as zoning is concerned, this represents the least modification possible for the regulation and use.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,342. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,342 is approved.
Thank you, sir.